Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. The jobless numbers for the past week in this country are just out, and the figure is even worse than expected. More than 3.8 million people filed for first-time unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic's economic toll burrows deeper into the American workforce. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger on CBS.
That brings our six-week total to over 30 million Americans. It's unbelievable. Again, this erases all job creation since the entire recovery, so back to the financial crisis.
Yesterday's encouraging news about the positive clinical trial of the drug remdesivir helped boost Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 2.2% then. That put it on the track for the biggest monthly gain since 1987. But that was yesterday. And today, driven by those jobless numbers, the Dow has closed down more than 300 points. Remdesivir, as I reported yesterday, is being applauded by Dr. Anthony Fauci, with President Trump pushing for fast-track federal approval for its emergency use. There have been several patients in recent weeks who have spoken publicly about recovering from the virus after using the drug. 55-year-old Father Chris Kane is one of them. He'd entered a hospital with a high fever, was diagnosed with COVID-19, put on oxygen, and offered the drug.
I was feeling pretty bad, so I said, sure, let's give it a shot.
Can you remember the moment the medication kicked in?
I woke up in the morning and I could breathe and it still hurt, but you know, it had dropped off quite a bit. So yeah, it was literally 2 days later when all of a sudden I went, wow, I'm feeling better.
And as Dr. David Agus of the University of Southern California reports, there's one more piece of good news about this.
The company is giving away the first 1.5 million doses of this for free to the country for treatment of patients with COVID-19.
President Trump, feeling cooped up in the White House, will get out of town next week. He's only been out of the building once since early March. So on Tuesday, he'll fly to Arizona, possibly Ohio after that. In Arizona, he'll visit a Honeywell Aerospace facility that is expanding its production of those critical N95 respirator masks needed for healthcare workers on the front lines.
We're going to start to move around, and hopefully in the not too distant future, we'll have some massive rallies and people will be sitting next to each other.
And Millsy and Basil, an Arizona rally would play into those plans, as the state is among those critical to Trump's reelection, and Joe Biden is slightly ahead in the polls there.